This study aimed to compare the effectiveness of acceptance and commitment-based couple therapy (ACTCT) and integrative couple therapy (IBCT) in reducing dysfunctional beliefs among infertile couples. This quasi-experimental study employed a pretest-postest design with a control group and a 3-month follow-up. Statistical population included infertile couples who were referred to the Infertility Center of Karaj University of Medical Sciences in 2023 and met the diagnostic criteria for infertility. Using purposive sampling, 45 couples were selected based on inclusion and exclusion criteria and were randomly assigned into 3 groups: ACTCT N equals 15, IBCT N equals 15, and control N equals 15. The Dysfunctional Beliefs Questionnaire, Idelson and Epstein, 1981, was administered at pretest, postest, and follow-up. The ACTCT and IBCT groups received 12 90-minute sessions over 3 months, while the control group received no intervention. Due to attrition, the final sample consisted of 14 ACTCT couples, 13 IBCT couples, and 15 control couples. Data were analyzed using repeated measures ANOVA and multivariate tests. Results showed significant time, group, and group times time interaction effects for all components of dysfunctional beliefs, p0.05. Comparative analyses indicated that ACTCT produced significantly greater reductions than IBCT in beliefs about the destructiveness of conflict, p equals 0.03, partner unchangeability, p equals 0.019, and total dysfunctional belief scores, p equals 0.001. Bonferroni post hoc tests confirmed significant improvements from pretest to postest and follow-up in both intervention groups, with no meaningful changes in the control group. Both ACTCT and IBCT effectively reduced dysfunctional beliefs in infertile couples. However, ACTCT demonstrated superior effectiveness in modifying key maladaptive cognitive components.